So a doubt about material desires. I heard from some devotee, which is not a very good introduction, but it's better to give some better reference. If you hear something from some devotee and you don't understand it, you can ask them to reply. And if they can't reply properly, then you should ask. Anyway, they should get better to hearing from some devotee is to give some reference from scripture, from Prabhupada's books. And actually, if we read Prabhupada's books regularly, then many of these questions wouldn't arise anyway. As Srila Prabhupada used to answer so many questions by letter, and at some point he said, just read my books, it's all in my books anyway. Because the time was being taken up by being asked the same kind of question again and again, when Prabhupada was already putting all the answers in his books. Anyway, the question is, everything present here in this world is the perverted form or the reflection of the original things present in the spiritual world. That's correct. So please explain to me, the positive form of sex and sexual desires. The positive form of sex is Krishna's love of Radha. Krishna is the only enjoyer. He's the only in person. Krishna and Radha are the only person who are expanded in two. They're the only person who are entitled to sexual activities. And everyone else is assisting in that. So sexual desire in this world is a perverted reflection of Krishna's pure desire. The desire of Krishna and Radha for each other, we don't often discuss that much, because that's going to be misunderstood. As long as we have desires for the opposite sex, then we are certain to misunderstand Krishna's desires for Radha and Radha's desires for Krishna. Okay.